Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Joanna.
The Nunatsiavut government and Aboriginal leaders meeting was held up in Gujarat about the declining of the George River caribou herd. What came out of that meeting?
It was a really good meeting overall. I think one of the highlights to be noted is the fact that this is one of the first times that all of the Aboriginal leaders got together around one table to discuss caribou.
So what did you hear from the people who attended?
Obviously, with a lot of them, everybody understands the state of the herd and understand that it is in serious decline and that something needs to be done. Everybody agreed that the governments have to immediately. One of the things that they put out was to putting a stop to any non-Aboriginal harvesting, any commercial harvesting, and that definitely a management plan, a co-management plan has to be brought out and it has to be done in conjunction with the Aboriginal leaders as well as the Newfoundland and Labrador government and the Quebec government.
So were all Aboriginal groups in favor of trying to protect the herd?
Well, I can't speak for all of them, but certainly that was a main topic of discussion, was some conservation and preservation of the herd and the fact that it is in such a serious decline. When you're looking at possibly 22,000 George River caribou left, that's pretty serious. And I think that even certainly validates Nunatsiavut government's position of asking its beneficiaries not to harvest for 2 years.
Can you tell us who attended the meetings?
In Gujarat?
Yes.
There was obviously representatives from the Nunatsiavut government. Just to clarify, this meeting, this summit, was set up, obviously, to look at some the emergency around the state of the George River caribou herd, and it was set up as just a leader summit, you know, understanding we have hunters and elders who have information and input on George River caribou herd. This was more of a leader summit to talk about what we need to do to preserve it from a leadership perspective. So the Naskapi were there, the Cree were there, the Quebec Innu were there, the Labrador Innu were there, the Ngunnawal was there, Makavik and KRG, the Katavik regional government was there as well.
So what's the next steps there?
Right now, some of the groups felt they needed to go back to their communities again, given some of the information that was provided and the discussion that happened at the summit. So we'll be meeting again in early April.
Where do you plan to meet?
We haven't decided that yet. We were busy trying to come down. Obviously, 2 days, it went by pretty quick, and there was a lot of discussion in those 2 days. And by the time we had decided when we were going to meet again, we were running short of time, and the discussion about where we're going to meet, that'll be over the next couple of weeks. We'll decide where we're going to meet. I just want to go on a little bit more about Nunatsiavut's position to, obviously, you know, a couple of weeks ago we had come out and said that we're asking our beneficiaries not to harvest for 2 years. That came out of a discussion when we were in Hopedale at the last assembly meeting. The assembly members sat around and had a good long discussion about the George River caribou herd, and the assembly members, that's what came out of all of the assembly members agreeing to, that's what we'll ask our beneficiaries to do.
So the Nunatsiavut assembly were supposed to be heading out to Hopedale today, but with the poor weather that we have again, so you're going to wait for the weather to improve, or?
Yes, we're still going to try and get in there, it being just Monday. We still have a few more days that we can try and get in there, but we certainly are hoping to get in there this week.
So what would be the most or the major issue talked about for this new year?
Well, right now at this assembly sitting we have planned, there are two bills on the table for the second reading. One is the land use plan, the bill to approve the land use plan that's going in for second reading, as well as a bill to approve monies for the Dungasa Cultural Center.
Would you like to add anything else?
I guess the only thing I'd like to say is with regards to the George River caribou herd, what we have to do is we as Inuit have to look at the preservation and conservation of the herd. We have to make sure that we're doing the right thing with regards to the caribou and that we're ensuring that we have caribou around for years to come, that our children and our grandchildren are able to enjoy what we were able to enjoy with regards to caribou. And right now, if it means that we don't harvest any to ensure that we have some for future generations, I hope the beneficiaries, the Labrador Inuit, will understand how important that is. And that's where we need to be. If we want George River caribou in years to come, we have to sort of really look at what we're harvesting right now, and that's why the Nunatsiavut Assembly is asking its beneficiaries not to harvest right now.